This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dean Kramer saved one of his best for last. 6 1/3, one hit, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Orioles beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-0. I said on the broadcast, six-man rotation, obviously. So this will be it for Dean Kramer for the season. And so 11-10, 4-2-3, that sounds very Dean Kramer-like, but he's got a 1.64 ERA in his career in 11 starts against the Rays.
The splitter was absolutely dominant for him. Whenever he needed a chase and a swing and miss, he threw that, and the Rays complied. You know, he gets into trouble early in games. He gets into trouble with the back end of lineups, walking guys in the 7, 8, 9 spot to get the top of the order back around in innings where he often already has two outs that comes back to get him. He can still be a little bit prone to the long ball. But what he is what they've often tried to find of pitchers in their mid-30s on the free agent market. He's an innings eater. He's pretty durable. He's got a replicable delivery. He's not particularly vulnerable to injury. He throws hard enough, but not hard so hard he's going to just try to kill you with his fastball and then get himself hurt that way. He's learned how to pitch and rely on his whole arsenal.
You'd feel good about him as a fifth starter, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You have him as a back of the rotation guy. You feel really good about that.
He's Jordan Lyles, but as a 28-year-old and not a 35-year-old. He's Kyle Gibson as a 28-year-old, not a 36-year-old. Like,
he hit the post every single time. He didn't miss a single start this year.
A lot of
pitching
innings.
Over 170 innings. And with Kramer, if he could figure out, A, to avoid a disastrous start to the season, because April is always a train wreck for him, you take that out, he had a really good year in the first inning of games. Those two things are what give him the most trouble.
Yeah, and don't have Basayo catch him. It's not that hard. It's not rocket science.
Well, Adley's back. He didn't get a hit last night, but he's catching. He caught last night. I'll give you the lineup in a minute. He's catching again today. Colton Cowser homered. This shows you how bad the offense is. So with that home run, he is tied for second with Gunnar Henderson on the team in home runs with 16. Jackson Holliday, 17 home runs, leads the team.
And we know they all strike out more than we'd like. And we know almost none of them walk as much as we like. And they're not all just going to get better because they're a year older. And we also know that the feast or famine offense is more famine now because they don't hit the long ball anymore. And you take Cedric out of the equation. You take O'Hearn out of the equation. You take Laureano out of the equation. They really don't hit the long ball as much. And Adley's power has waned. And the other power bat next to Gunner that I trust the most is rarely in the lineup, Jordan Westberg. So they're going to try to sell you that they just need to add a pitcher or two and rebuild the bullpen, and there's your 100 wins. I'm telling you, it's a fugazi lineup. It is a fraudulent lineup. It was a fraudulent lineup last year. It was a fraudulent lineup this year. And with Mike Elias in control,
better health,
it'll
Jason.
Be a fraudulent lineup next year. They're not kids anymore. These guys have been everyday, some of them have been everyday major league players longer than they were in the minors, because a lot of them moved through the minors pretty quickly.
Yeah, they did.
And yeah, there's upside on a Jackson Holliday, but I think a lot of them, Colton Cowser especially, are showing you who they are. And it just might turn out, even Gunnar Henderson, that 80-game stretch at the start of the 2024-2023 season, whenever it was, when he had the 925 OPS and 30 home runs before the All-Star break, that might be a bit of an outlier. Well, and you better get people in the lineup to protect them.
Well, something that we've been bringing up for a few weeks now is the possibility of Dylan Beavers in the leadoff spot, and we're going to see it tonight with the lineup out. No Jackson Holiday in it, so Dylan Beavers leading off in left field, which is cool to see.
Yeah, it should be something that's very much...
He's not hitting those 130 at-bats, Jason.
Yeah, it's something that should be very much under consideration next year. That should be an open competition. That should be something that they're willing to change based on who the starter is and who's hot and who's not and what's going on. But Mangiliano's been running his gums a lot lately talking about next year's team. So
maybe he's on the staff.
Come on. He's on the staff. He's the manager. What other manager are you getting to come in here and say, oh, yeah, you got to work for Elias. You got to be a puppet for those frauds. And we're keeping Manzolino as your bench coach.
Hey, he's respected in the game, Jason. By the way, the rest of the lineup, Beavers leading off.
I respect him in Bowie.
Yeah, he's leading off in left field. Jordan Westbrook batting second at second base. Gunnar Henderson's your shortstop batting third. Your guy, Tyler O'Neill, he's in right field batting fourth. Sam Bassaio batting fifth at first base. Isn't that his first appearance at first base? Am I right?
I thought there had been a previous. There's been at least one.
Has he been there one before?
No, he's made some plays there. Okay. He's been there previously.
I remember seeing him do the stretch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's a big guy. Adley Rutschman's the catcher batting sixth. Ryan Mountcastle's your DH batting second. Colton Kazar batting eighth in center field, and Jeremiah Jackson batting ninth at third base. Interesting lineup.
Yeah. I mean, if Ryan Mountcastle's here next year.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been here this year. Now that one gets me going. That one.
I told you they weren't going to get rid of him because they're paying him money.
Yeah.
See, when we got him and O'Neill, the only guys in that lineup making real money.
Silly. Coming up next, though, you know what's always something I look forward to? Our weekly chat with Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew. It's Mike Bordick, who's actually going to be part of BBT tonight at Pickles with Bob Haney. Bordy joins us next here on The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.